Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today. And those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Recording artist Brooke Berry is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you. Now, I actually found out about Brooke recently. We're going to talk to her about her journey to music, but also you guys are going to be able to hear her new single that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. It's called Mirror. So we'll be also telling you how you can get the single for yourself. Brooke, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. For those who are joining us live, Brooke is also our Artist of the Week for Conversations Daily News, so you guys will be hearing her single, Mirror, all this week on our radio program. Brooke, you know, the great thing about you that I noticed when I was prepping for your segment is that music is just something that not just that you do, but it's really a part of who you are. So what has it been like for you to share that part of your life with the rest of us?
You know, it's been crazy. I grew up writing songs just like a cappella and like singing them for my family, and it was just like this small thing, but it's always just been a part of me. And then when I picked up the guitar, everything just kind of escalated very quickly, and I started writing a song a day for about a year, and I performed at this little open mic and I got all this feedback, and then one thing led to another, and I ended up coming to LA and started working with my manager Monet. And music has always been a part of me, but I guess more so now than ever, it's just become a way for me to connect with people just on a different level. And I don't know, I guess it's one of those things where it's just always come very naturally. But
right.
I don't know, it's just one of those things that's just always been a part of me.
Well, you know, it's almost like your voice, it seems like, Brooke, and I think that's the thing. You know, the reason I say that is because I think, and I've heard people say when we first introduced the single on Conversations Daily News, is that, you know, it is unique. I mean, do you think a part of what does set you apart is that you're not trying to be anybody else but to share who Brooke is in music?
Yeah, for sure. I know, definitely growing up, it was difficult because, like, you know, in high school and middle school, like, being yourself is near impossible because no one really knows who they are. And so everyone's trying to fit in a way where you don't stand out, because if you stand out, then that's, like, social suicide. Like, God forbid, you know, anyone is unique in this day and age. But, yeah, so it definitely was hard growing up because I always just had a very strong sense of me, and I wasn't very good at dimming down who I was in order to fit the box everyone else seemed to be so neatly packed into. But I think now, you know, I'm definitely happy that I was able to stick with that, because I'm very happy with who I am now, you know, and I'm still growing, I'm young, like, I still have not got everything figured out by any means, but I don't know. I do think it's important as an artist to have a clear sense of who you are, because that helps you come across honest, and that's important.
Right. For sure, for sure. I think that is so true. And, you know, I think that the other side of it is that not only are you able to find joy, Brooke, but then you're able to give other people joy. I mean, what has that part of this experience been like for you to hear from your fans as to how much your music has been able to help them and what it makes them feel?
It's crazy. I think that's the most amazing part of being able to write music, is being able to relay a message that was once just, like, in your head, just, you know, very, very to yourself and personal, and to be able to relay that to someone miles and miles away who might have thought the same thing but not have known how to articulate it properly, that's an amazing thing. And that's, I think, as an artist and as an individual, when I write with the intent of connecting with someone on a level where they didn't really realize they needed to be connected with.
Right.
And so hearing that I'm able to bring some joy or enlightenment or any kind of connection is always wonderful.
For sure. And I think that's one of the great things, for sure. And now, of course, you have this amplified platform that is the internet. I mean, have you found that to be, because I noticed, you know, like the single Mirror that we'll be hearing a little bit later, you know, when it was released, you know, you were able to share it with your friends on Twitter, you know, on your social media. I mean, have you gotten used to the idea that there are people that are not only excited about your music, Brooke, that look forward, though, to each and every release?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I've been on the internet for forever. I was one of those kids that had, you know, one of the first Instagrams when I was like 13 or something. And being able to just grow out a network of people that have watched me grow since I was posting duck face selfies with awful filters on it when Instagram was first released. And, you know, now I think the internet has just gotten to a place where people can really genuinely launch their careers to grand scales all by, you know, hitting post on a tweet or whatever. But yeah, I think especially over the past year and a half, you know, there's been a lot of hype about my music. Everyone, because I grew up being the singer-songwriter, just me and my acoustic guitars, you know, singing at these open mics, and then people see me in the studio and I'll post like a Snapchat of what, you know, what I'm working on. And it doesn't sound anything like what I've been creating for the past 18 years. It's very, very new. So I guess I think a lot of people are very interested to see what I've been up to, and social media has definitely helped me kind of grow that fan base and grow the excitement, which is so much fun to watch and be a part of.
Right. I think that is the thing, and that's the fun thing to continue to be able to watch. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Brooke Berry. We're talking to Brooke not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. In a little while, you guys are going to be hearing her newest single called Mirror, and we'll be telling you all how you can get it for yourself. You know, I mentioned earlier about music kind of being your voice, Brooke, and your way of speaking. You were featured today, for those who are not joining us live, that would be Monday, on Conversations Daily News. And in the entertainment spotlight, we featured a dancer named Michael Willingham. He heard your single because we had tagged him on Facebook to show you the power of social media. He then did a dance inspired by your single, Mirror. He posted a clip of it on Instagram today. I mean, you know, I think that the reason I bring that up is because it's so interesting how creative people are able to just create and to do it their own way. Is that what you hope you're able to show by your example, that no matter who you are, that you can allow whatever gift you have inside of you to shine?
Of course. I have a lot of young people that follow me. I have three younger sisters, and so I have, you know, their friends who have become fans, and, you know, a lot of other younger kids, I guess you could say. And especially to them, you know, where I'm from, following your dreams, it's encouraged, but it's definitely not easy. It's not easy to break the mold and just kind of go all in and go for it. And the one thing that makes me the most inspired to keep going through it, and it makes me just so happy, is getting like little Instagram DMs or comments from these young girls in middle school and elementary school, you know, saying that they want to be a singer or an actor, and how like I've in some way been able to inspire them. It's crazy because like it's hard for me to grasp the fact that I can inspire someone like that yet, because I feel very normal. I just feel like I'm just singing a song. And
right.
When I find that out, it's very humbling, in fact. And it just, I want everyone to become exactly who they want to be, like exactly. And I would love to be able to inspire someone or give someone a little bit of hope that they can. And so I did actually see the dancing video, in which I literally sat on the floor and was like, is this real? Like, that's amazing. She was incredible.
That's crazy. You know, but, you know, I think that also goes to show, too, you know, that it's all about using whatever gift it might be. Dance, I can very honestly tell you, Brooke, is not my gift, and neither is singing, so I'll just stick with radio. But whatever that is for our audience, I think, you know, they should be able to find that and then to be able to pursue it. So let's talk about inspiration for you in music, because, you know, I have found when I talk to authors on this program, I'm always curious as to what inspires them, you know, or even, you know, when it comes to dancers, you know, where do you find inspiration? Do you find that for you the biggest inspiration is just being able to live your life, and that's kind of what, you know, what develops into your music?
Definitely. I find that my biggest inspiration comes from people. I like putting myself in situations that might not necessarily be the most normal situations, or I go places that are just kind of absurd and just little things like that to, like, switch up the environment, because I mean, I'm that person that if you were in a conversation with me, I will at some point take out my phone, open up my notes, and probably write something down that you've said to me. And it can be the most normal sentence in the world, but I will, like, make a story out of just one word that you've said. And I've confused a lot of people about this, but I definitely use the world around me for inspiration. And I find a lot of joy in paying attention to really small details and kind of going into extreme depth when explaining them or writing a song about it. For instance, like seeing, you know, the mirror when I was writing this song. Anyone else would have just seen the mirror, but I really just kind of thought about everything that has happened in my life thus far, you know. So it's just a very different way of thinking. But yeah, definitely people around me inspire me, and just little things, I guess. Everything inspires me.
Right, right. And I think, again, that's just one of the things about life. So since you mentioned Mirror, I think that's a great segue because, again, that is the newest single. Do you find yourself just as excited about something new, Brooke, as your fans do? And I guess what I mean by that is, I mean, I think so many times, and I've kind of worked on this myself, is that, you know, when you do anything, I think, you know, it is an accomplishment. And then, of course, to create anything is an accomplishment. I mean, do you take time to kind of savor that, to think about, wow, I actually produced this song, I actually have this song? Are you able to do that, or are you already thinking ahead to what's coming up next for you?
You know, it's always exciting, anything like that. I know when we first, I got, like, a text, and they were like, check out or look up your name on Spotify. And I was like, okay. And I was in the car with my friend, and we were driving to get sushi, and I, like, looked up my name on Spotify, and there was a picture of myself with my first song that was released. And it was a very surreal moment because I had been, you know, working towards this for so long. And but it was funny because I called my dad, and I was like, Dad, you know, check it out. Like, I'm on this. By the way, here's my idea. And I, like, pitched him the whole music video idea for my other song that's coming out soon. And he was like, Brooke, like, breathe for a second. Like, your song is just released, you know. And so I definitely, I savor things, but it just excites me to get on with the next thing. Like, it's one big, you know, avalanche of ideas, I suppose.
You know, I think that is the thing. And I think it's, I mean, for any creative, Brooke, I think it's kind of that same way. I mean, you try to be excited, but I think it's almost like, I mean, kids do sometimes. I mean, when they get something new and shiny, you know, and it's really fun, but then they're on to the next thing. I think, you know, we creatives are kind of like that ourselves when it comes to whatever it is that we're doing, that, you know, okay, yeah, that's nice, but then, you know, where's the next thing? And I think that's the thing. So, I mean, so for those who are just being introduced to you, if this is their first introduction to who Brooke Berry is, what do you hope when they're listening to this song they know about you as an artist?
I think that Mirror is the perfect introductory into who I am as a writer and who I am as a vocalist. I definitely am excited to show everyone the different sound that I've been developing for a little while now with, you know, my EP release and things of that nature, because Mirror is a definite self-reflection on who I've come to be since moving to LA a year ago. And I think that it definitely shows off my talent as far as, or my ability, I should say, as far as writing and singing goes. But I want everyone to know that there's more on the way. There's more coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Brooke Berry and her single, Mirror. We'll be back with our final moments with Brooke right after this, so stay with us.
Plant your feet in the ground, hide your head up in the cloud. Pushing forward, holding back, own a life when mold is found. And darling, all you ask was grace. Please don't lose yourself in this place. And I am so tired of watching you.
Conscious when I write it, it's very I describe it as kind of like blacking out a little bit, because I usually write the song at like 3 a.m. and then when I wake up at 10 or something, I re-listen to it after I've recorded it on my phone, and then I'm like, oh, okay, cool, so I was talking about this or this. And it's definitely an interesting thing, because I really feel that when I write a song, it comes from a different place. It comes from a different subconscious part of my head that I'm not very aware of. And so it's definitely a clear window as to what's going on. And like when I was writing Mirror, it was just a big self-reflective piece. And it was about how I moved out here when I was 17, right out of high school, and lived out on my own for a year. And so much changed within the course of 365 days that, you know, you look in the mirror and you realize that you've cut off half your hair and you know, everything's different. And, it's definitely just, it is very interesting listening to my own music and thinking about exactly what I was saying, because, I don't know. It is very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I like that you said this is a great introduction for people, and I think, you know, as they're able to listen to that song, and as I said, for our regular audience, they'll be hearing it throughout this week on Conversations Daily News. I think it is one of those songs that they can then think about themselves, Brooke, as well, you know, about who they are and how they got to that place. Because I think, you know, everyone goes through that journey every day, and, you know, and a lot of times we don't recognize ourselves, you know, when we look at, you know, what we've gone through and what we've been able to overcome, especially. So I think, you know, especially for those with challenges, I think to be able to think about, you know what, where you are today is not where you have to stay, you know. Who knows where tomorrow will take you.
You know, that's okay. Not recognizing yourself is sometimes a good thing.
Right.
Sometimes you look totally better with short hair than you did long hair.
Well, I know I do. You know, so, and I think that's the thing. I mean, those little things, who knows what a difference it will make, for sure. Again, everyone, Brooke Berry has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Brooke, as I knew it was going to be. Her new single, again, Mirror, is available now, again, through your favorite online retailer. Of course, our partner here at Conversations Live is Amazon.com. You guys can one-click it over there and get it for yourself. Brooke, as I mentioned earlier, you are definitely all over the place with social media, but where is the best place for our audience to go to stay connected with you?
Instagram is brookwithane.berry. Twitter is brookberry98. And I'm on Facebook. Just look up my name, Brooke Berry, and I will pop up. And I am an active poster, of course. Lots of selfies is a great experience. And I love to talk with everyone who just wants to DM me and chat. I'm always free to conversate.
All right. Well, there you go. There's nothing like a great conversation. Brooke, congratulations to you again on the single. Thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Brooke. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Brooke, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media networks, and we've already tagged Brooke all over the place. You can find us at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb. You can go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Again, I've tagged Brooke on those places. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.